The San Diego Comic-Con, the largest convention in North America, is underway this week. But fans, of course, won't be swarming the city's convention center this year. Instead, they're joining panels and events online. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans joins us to discuss the all-virtual Comic-Con and how it's shaking up the entertainment industry. Welcome back, Eric.
Hi.
So Comic-Con gets bigger each year. It's packed with conference halls full of A-list celebrities, visual effects, all that kind of stuff. How are TV networks adapting now that they don't have that same in-person platform?
Well, it's been really interesting to watch how all of this is constructed because, you know, Comic-Con, for anyone who's been there, is this immersive experience. I mean, part of the charm of it is that you are in San Diego with thousands of your closest geeky friends. You know, you go to these conference halls and you watch the cast of different shows or movies talk about their projects. You go to a huge exhibit hall and you can see all this material that you can purchase from. And then, you know, once the day's events are over, there are nighttime events. It's a whole immersive experience, and they've tried to recreate that online. So there's a huge homepage that will lead you to all these different things. Of course, they have panels that they have recorded through video chat. So they, you know, the Star Trek franchise did a huge one where they featured a table read from the cast of Discovery. You can also click on links that will take you to other websites. For example, FX has created, so you can kind of page through an experience that they've created where you can see a few interviews. Amazon has a page where, of course, it will encourage you to buy stuff and to watch episodes of shows that may already be released or show you teasers for shows that haven't yet come out. And, you know, some of the efforts are pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you. I mean, I should mention that this virtual conference is free. But do you think that they've nailed it?
I think it's a really good first step. I have a feeling that some elements of this will continue even after they bring back the physical Comic-Con, because one of the challenges of the actual Comic-Con, it's so popular now and it attracts so many people it is really hard to get to all the popular, especially the popular you know, events. You don't have to physically go to every booth and stand in line in order to see some of this stuff, which you would have to do if you went there physically. Now, people who've gone to Comic-Con quite a bit would say that's part of the experience too. But there is a sense that you have more access and you have a greater ability to sample everything because, you know, you can get on your computer and you can spend as much time as you want going through all of this material.
I want to ask you about something else. So I look forward every week to finding out from you the latest in TV and streaming. And this week on your radar is this new documentary from HBO called Showbiz Kids. It's produced by Alex Winter. He's a former child actor and co-star in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. What do you think of this documentary?
You know, I really enjoyed it. And now, if you're somebody who's covered entertainment, I've covered entertainment for many years. Eventually, you will cover the subject of child performers. It's actually a pretty big pipeline. I'm based in Florida, and there's a lot of kids who start out as performers at Disney or when Nickelodeon was based here. They would start out there, they'd go to soap operas, and then they'd go to LA. And you know, this documentary, I learned a lot. Alex was a child star himself. And he sits down and gets these really intimate conversations with people like Todd Bridges, who was on Different Strokes, Henry Thomas, who was on E.T., and Evan Rachel Wood, who now stars on Westworld. She has this really poignant comment where she talks, there's a segment that talks about sexual abuse and the fact that so many child stars have had to deal with people trying to take advantage of them sexually. She talks about being aware of this, and we have a clip. Let's listen to it.
I know a lot of kids that grew up in the industry, and what surprised me when I got older was finding out that pretty much all of the young men were abused in some way. I was at the Golden Globes. I watched a pedophile win. I knew, not a lot of people know, but I know that he's molested boys in the industry. And I walked out and just started sobbing.
And so to have these kind of intimate, you know, Todd Bridges talks about, his allegation that he was molested by his publicist. So these guys are talking very frankly about what it's like to be a child performer. And the subjects are great, not just Todd Bridges and Henry Thomas and Evan Rachel Wood, but also Cameron Boyce, who was a young star who died of a seizure, I think last year. He does a great job of talking to people and really getting them to open up about their experiences.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it sounds like a must watch. That's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, as always. Thank you.
Thank you.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Tanya Mosley.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. And Tanya, if that's a must watch, I'll have to get to it after I finish Breaking Bad, which I am almost done with, years late. It's Here and Now.